Good morning and welcome to Earth Matters. I'm Kyle Johnson and I'll be standing in for the regular producers of the show. That's Allison Civic. She is the executive director of both Gila Resources Information Project and Gila Conservation Coalition. Donna Stevens is executive director of Upper Gila Watershed Alliance, and Nathan Newcomer is the Gila grassroots organizer for New Mexico Wilderness Alliance. And he attended and recorded this hearing and would otherwise host this installment if not for a production and scheduling conflict. Today's program is part two of the recent public hearing in Las Cruces, New Mexico, presented by New Mexico Senators Udall and Heinrich with their guest, Interior Secretary Sally Jewell. It continues the comments of a panel of stakeholders in the now quite extended process to protect the Oregon Mountains, and then continues with comments from a capacity and overflow crowd. To provide some background and context, various proposals for an Oregon Mountains National Monument designation have been presented over the last several years, but have not been brought to a vote in the U.S. Congress. In response to what some describe as obstructionist ploys, the president has suggested and begun moving toward issuing an executive order to confer monument status over not only the Oregon Mountains themselves, but additional surrounding lands, much of which is currently classified as wilderness study areas. And that would total in the neighborhood of 500,000 acres in contrast to some of the earlier proposals, which were in the 250 to 300,000 acre range. In opposition to the imminent executive order, others, primarily ranching, development, and economic interests, have called for allowing the legislative process to continue, but give no acknowledgement to the obstructionism that's characterized Congress's relations with the White House on this issue and a broad range of issues, including national security, the budget, the debt ceiling, judicial and bureaucratic appointments, gay marriage, immigration, and a host of others. With that in mind, we'll resume with comments from the remaining panelists that did not speak in the first episode, and then it's open to comments from the audience.
Secretary Jewell, Senators Udall and Heinrich, thank you very much for convening this forum on what is obviously a topic that has drawn a great deal of interest. From the perspective of the Greater Las Cruces Chamber of Commerce, I want to make it clear, first and foremost, that we're in favor of protecting the Oregon Mountains. We have not, nor will not, deviate from that position. We currently have 217,000 acres designated as wilderness study area here in Doñana County. That, combined with an area which is consistent with HR 995, would provide protection for more than 250,000 acres. That's approximately 1/8 of the total acreage in our county. It's important to point out here today that former New Mexico Senators Bingaman and Domenici, with 66 combined years of experience, proposed their own versions of wilderness protection for our area that included the Oregon Mountains and many of the key wilderness study areas before leaving office. These bills range from 265 to 300,000 acres, which is close to the area that we're talking about. Today, we're looking at nearly 500,000 acres. So how much is enough and how much is just too much? Now, let's talk about areas of concern for us and our membership. There are no provisions in S 1805 for BLM land releases for future growth in Las Cruces like Senator Domenici's original proposed bill addressed. Instead, this bill takes away more land. And with taking away more land, it drives up the prices. With 75% of our households here at $50,000 or less in annual income, we find that could be a problem. We're also worried about the economic impact on the agriculture and ranching communities, including some of the properties that we actually just heard about that go back multiple generations here in southern New Mexico. We cannot handle any reduction of our agricultural community and its impact to our already fragile economy. We're concerned with S-1805's impact on border security and thereby the safety of our citizens in our county. The fact that the Doñana County Sheriff and the Border Sheriff's Association and the retired U.S. Border Patrol officers all oppose this bill speaks for itself. And finally, S-1805's 500,000-acre footprint of more restrictive federal control will have a major impact on our watershed and our ability to protect our community from flooding, things that we saw back in 2006. I continue to hear, and we've heard it today, conflicting information on previously mentioned items. And as a worst-case scenario, we need to validate those issues before considering a permanent solution. No matter which side of the issue you fall on, I think we all agree on one thing. Let's find a way to protect our Oregon mountains.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lastly, we'd like to invite Tony Cano, New Mexico State University Student and Veterans Association President.
Madam Secretary, Senators, thank you for having me here today. I'm a veteran of 23 years. I served in the Marine Corps, and I served in the Army as well. I also served in Iraq and Fallujah. One of the things that I feel is very important for these lands is a healing process. One of the ways that I've used it to help me find my way home, to actually get back to the person that I used to be. It's one of the major things I feel is very important, not to just myself, but to other veterans within this organization, within this county. I feel it's very, very important. The reason I'm here today is because of the Vet Voice. I've been working with this organization now for 3 years, since I retired in 2010. And I feel that the historical value that we have in these lands, not just with our military, but also our Native American and all the other cultures that go along with it, are very important for our future generations and their protection. I also feel that it is one of the things that we need to understand. Once these places are gone, that's it. We have nothing left. You know, I understand we need to change things and try to make things better, but we also need to preserve what we have now and protect it, to make it important for everyone else. I have children of my own, and they've been here. They've seen the things that I've been able to show them, and they've been able to experience them. I want future generations to be able to do the same thing as well. You know, I fought for my country for 23 years of my life. You know, what are we doing now? We're trying to fight to protect these lands, and I feel that's very, very important. One of the biggest things I feel is, you know, with you being here and you seeing that today, you know what the healing is, what the process and the healing part is, so you know what impact it has on individuals when they do see it. But I want to say that I am very much for this, and I will stand behind it just like I stood behind my country, and I'll never change my mind on this. So thank you very much for your time.
So we're going to go over some real quick ground rules so we can get the general comments started. Anyone who wants to speak should have a number. If you don't already have one, put up your hand. We'll send somebody around so you can get one. We're going to call several numbers at a time. If you hear your number and want to make your comment, just line up at the microphone. You'll have 1 minute to make your comment. Obviously, we found the biggest room we could, and we still got more people than we could fit here. So if you can keep it to 1 minute, if you can hold your applause, we'll get to hear from more people. I know that's really hard, but give it a shot. Please keep your comments to the focus on how you want this region to be managed now and into the future. There are a number of ways. If you have an extended question, we can't get into a debate today, but if you have a question about the legislation, if you have a question about current management, any of that, you can write it down or get it to our staff, and we will get back to you. You can also give us extended comments, written comments. There are cards on your chairs. And why don't we just remember that we're all going to have different opinions and different ideas, but we're all neighbors, so let's be neighborly and be supportive of each other and listen to everyone. And let's get started. Thank you all so much.
Hi, I'm Christine Knutson. Diane Moore and I co-chair the Grassroots Action Team Tabling Committee since August. Our team has gathered over 2,000 signatures in support of the monument. We will be mailing them to President Obama. Thank you.
We would like to have the action team stand, please, just to get recognized.
Thank you, Madam Secretary, Senators. My name is Joe Delk, and I am chairman of the Doñana Soil and Water Conservation District, and appreciate Paul Doogie's comments. My great-grandparents or great-grandmother's folks, or my grandmother and grandfather came through here on the Butterfield Trail in 1878, settled in Grant County, and so I think I've got a stake in this land of New Mexico. It's very special, and I've been here in Las Cruces since 1988, and I think there's ways to protect this land that exists today without a national monument. We can withdraw them from those uses and work with the existing wonderful relationship we have with Jesse June and Bill Childress, and we can do a good job without the national monument.
Thank you. And if your number is called, if you could come forward to where the microphone is.
Dave, I'm David Richmond, and I have lived in Doñana County now for 30 years. I have hiked the trails. I know the areas. I prefer to have them maintained and protected, and I support the Oregon Mountains Desert Peaks National Monument, as stated by you, by Mr. Senator Udall and Senator Heinrich. Thank you.
Madam Secretary, Senators, distinguished gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, no, I'm not a politician, and I'm not running for office, but I am running for one thing. I am Larry Candelaria, and I'm the past president of the Paleozoic Trackways Foundation. I heard us mention one time, we do live and we are alive, and we do support the bill to preserve, protect these beautiful lands of New Mexico. I'm originally an El Pasoan, but now, 11 years here, I am a New Mexican. Above all, ladies and gentlemen, this is a wonderful opportunity. What I'm asking for is that the trackways, there's a quarry right next to the trackways. It's not protected. And we'd like to have that line moved so that the quarry, which is full of trackways, which were being crumbled and destroyed, that they be included in the bill so that we can also protect that area. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
My name is Steve Fishman, and as a former state senator for the east side of Las Cruces in northern Doñana County, I can tell you my constituents overwhelmingly supported a large-scale national monument as has been put together by the senators. As a former realtor, I can say this is one of the best things we can do for our future economy by setting aside lands and knowing where we can develop and develop responsibly. And I plan not to be a former Las Cruces, so when I live here in the future, I really look forward to having a national monument here. Thank you very much.
Hello, and thank you very much. I appreciate this opportunity to speak with you all. My name is Dan Lorimer. I'm a 40-plus year resident of both Doñana and Sierra counties. When I first came here, I was totally struck and overwhelmed by the beauty of the Oregon Mountains. I lived down south of town in Brazito. I lived north of town in Radium Springs for a number of years and worked a marble claim there. The Las Uvas, the Robledos, the Portrios, These are unbelievably unique, special. Nowhere else is anything like this. I'm also a conservation coordinator for the Rio Grande chapter of the Sierra Club, and I want to talk about our commitment to this monument project. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Hello, my name is Kimball Hakes. I'm the president of the Home Builders Association here in Las Cruces, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak this afternoon. I'm not the most educated on the subject. I'm relatively new to the topic. I do have a great love for the beauty of this area, the mountains, the desert, the Chihuahuan Desert. Its beauty is unsurpassed. And I know there's a lot of different opinions within our membership on the Home Builders Association, and so I respect those different views. But I do believe it is very important that we look at the alternatives and the least restrictive measures that we can use to accomplish the purposes of the different interests here. New Mexico is 45% owned by the federal government. 75% of Doñana County is owned by the federal government. The federal government is running trillion-dollar deficits on an annual basis. I don't believe that they deserve more control of our lands. I believe that that's against principles of freedom and against principles of liberty. And it's something I feel very strongly about, and I think there's a strong majority of people that would agree with me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Richard Harris, a resident of Doñana County in Santa Teresa, New Mexico, which is a little bit south of here. Senators Heinrich and Udall, Madam Secretary, I spent 33 years of my life managing federal lands with the National Park Service and the Forest Service, and I chose in my retirement to move here to Doñana County and the Las Cruces area because of the spectacular beauty of this area here. I grew up in Seattle, Washington. My co-op number is, 167558, Madam Secretary. Write that down. And I would just like to say that protecting this area, the natural and cultural heritage and the beauty of this area deserves the recognition of a national monument status. Thank you very much for coming.
Secretary Jewell and Senators Udall and Bingaman, thank you very much for your attendance. My name is Jim Harbison. I've been a resident here in Las Cruces for 7 years. I moved here from places that I was attracted to the beauty and splendor of Las Cruces. I have a gorgeous view from my yard of the Oregon Mountains, and I believe they need to be protected. I also believe we need to have the freedom to use the other things. The areas we're talking about protecting in this large bill are already protected through various things, the wilderness study area and so forth, and to impose further restrictions on the people. We're not going to gain access. If you look around at the other monuments, it actually denies access to a lot of people. And unless you're a very healthy, vibrant young person, the idea of walking through these areas is not going to be viable. Thank you.
Madam Secretary, Senators, my name is Steve Capra. I'm the Executive Director of Bold Visions Conservation. As someone who began working on this campaign in its infancy, let me just say this. We set out with a goal in the beginning of this to reach out to everyone in the community that we could. And we worked with ranchers and we worked with people in this community to come up with an idea for protecting its backyard and the beauty that belongs to all Americans. I think you see today, looking at this audience and on your tour, we've achieved that goal. And I say to you, Madam Secretary, be bold. Be bold. Let's get a great monument and let's get it now here in Las Cruces. Thank you very much.
I'd also like to thank everyone for being here, our distinguished guests. I'm a fifth generation native New Mexican as well, descendant of Octaviano Ladozolo, our fourth governor. I also served in the military for our great country in Naval Special Warfare, SEAL Team 5, and I will keep it brief. I support the monument designation and see the value for our warriors coming back from overseas to be able to have solitude in those areas, as well as all the individuals and all the warriors in this room that stand for the lands that can't speak for themselves. Thank you.
Secretary Jewell and other distinguished guests, and I very had the opportunity to speak with you briefly earlier. Thank you so much for being here and protecting the nice lands. I'm Senator Bill Soles. I currently represent the Oregon Mountain area of Las Cruces and enjoy hiking the areas around Las Cruces, the incredible beauty. It's what makes New Mexico special. Please protect it for all time and the incredible human dignity of the petroglyphs, the wildlife, the beauty for all of us. Thank you.
Hello, Secretary Jewell. My name is Aaron Barbara, and I'm a local business owner here in Las Cruces, and I also am a member of the Chamber of the Green Chamber of Commerce. I moved here 5 years ago, and I'm from El Paso, and I can tell you I'd never been hiking ever until I moved here and I met a group of people who would always go hiking in the mountains. Until then, I didn't understand what kind of culture the mountains brought here to Las Cruces and how our community really revolved around it. My partner and I are also avid couch surfing people. And we always get people coming through Las Cruces wanting to see the mountains and White Sands Monument constantly. So if we were to open that up, imagine what that could do for our community. Not to mention, though, these mountains are a symbol of home. Not only my home, but a symbol of the great state of New Mexico and America as well. So making this a national monument would not only show how proud we are of our state, but how great our country is.
Thank you.
My name is Valerie Fernandez. I am a local realtor. I came here as a flatlander, a refugee from Katrina. And I think I have a particular interest in the Oregon Mountains. But I also have a very strong interest in private property rights. And I think they are being jeopardized, as I have seen so many other places in the country have them jeopardized, by this overreach of more land than I think we can handle. I support Pierce's bill to protect the Oregons. I doubt if there's anybody here who wakes up every morning and runs out and kisses the sidewalk the way I do. I have brought three families from New Orleans here. All of us absolutely adore this place, but please do not overreach and take more land than needs to be controlled by the federal government that I hate to say I refer to as the crown. Thank you.
My name is Camilla Feibelman. I am the Rio Grande chapter director of the Sierra Club. Our 7,000 members throughout the state and West Texas are in deep support of the designation of the Oregon Mountains, Desert Peaks as a national monument to its full extent. I think it's worth remembering beyond the deep natural beauty that these places lend to us, that becoming a national monument is an act of economic intelligence. When families all across the nation say, it's time for my summer road trip across the American Southwest, where might I go? They will go to handy Google and they will say, where in New Mexico might I visit? And they might pick Las Cruces, our Oregon Mountains, our desert peaks, the full extent of what we have to offer. They will stay in our hotels. They will eat at our restaurants. They will spend their hard-earned dollars here. That's good for New Mexico. It's good for the region, and it's good for Las Cruces. Thank you for being here.
Madam Secretary, they don't call New Mexico the land of enchantment for nothing. I am a Navy veteran who has lived in southern New Mexico for almost 30 years, and it never ceases to amaze me. On one hike, I was able to visit a World War II bombing range, the old U.S.-Mexico border from the Gadsden Purchase, and the Butterfield Trail. I support the Organ Mountain Desert Peaks National Monument as it will protect these beautiful lands so my son's grandchildren can enjoy them as we do today. I'm 61 years old and I go out and hike all the time. Thank you very much.
Madam Secretary, Senators Udall and Heinrich, I'm Margo Wilson from Sierra County. I'm an outings leader with the Sierra Club. I've hiked in all of these mountains. I've explored the canyons. I've seen the petroglyphs. I remember the first time I came here with a class from the community college in Santa Fe, and I saw, we came down to study the plants and the animals and the birds, and wow, I'd never seen anything like that before in my life. And I want to ensure that future generations have that opportunity to see this amazing place, unspoiled by development. Thank you.
My name is Tom Simpson. I'm a native New Mexican of Doñana County. I was born 29 years after this place became a state. I feel that we have the means to protect these lands without the special designations of wilderness. We don't need to do that. If you fund the BLM to do their job like they need to do, they have the rules and regulations to take care of those things without making a wilderness out of it. I've retired and I'm seeing things that I did not know existed in southern New Mexico. The petroglyphs I've seen, and I've done that with ATVing, not tearing the land up either. I do respect it. I'm a retired farmer and I am a steward of the land. Thank you.
Madam Secretary, Senator Heinrich, just to balance it out, I'm a civil engineer here, so. My wife and I live south of La Union up against the BLM. We built a home up there, and we've been residents of this area for 25 years. We've hiked and driven most of the proposed areas, and both of us are strongly in favor of the designation of all areas. I think what happens when you don't have the designation is unintended consequences can occur. One example is the new rail yard that is actually still under construction. That is 5 miles to the west of our residence. And I can see the lights very clearly at nighttime, as well as hear the uncoupling and movement of the trains. That kind of thing needs to be protected from in this area. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Joyce G. Trost. I've lived here for 11 years. I've hiked these lands. I am now riding these lands. I represent many horsewomen and horsemen who are riding these lands. For 11 years I've been attending these meetings and signing these petitions, and I will continue to do so. However, I am 74 years old and I would like this bill passed in my lifetime. Thank you.
My name is Frances Williams, and I don't represent anybody, just me and the citizens. I would like to say two things. I have a biblical perspective of the Organ Mountains. I look to the mountains from whence cometh my strength. My strength come from the mountains. The other issue is, this is a great case for mediation. I am a mediator by trade. In order for you to get something, you gotta give a little to get a little. What I'm hearing is it's 250,000 versus 500,000. Unlike Congress, let's try to compromise. Everybody has to give a little to get a little. When we do that, we'll come together and we'll get this passed. Thank you.
My
My name is Stephen L. Wilmoth. I am a rancher here in the county, and I think we ought to give that lady a hand. I am also a member of the first family of wilderness in the United States. My existence as a rancher is predicated on permanent open space. I exist by it. No one in this room will fight more vigorously for the sanctity and the health of this land. My point, though, is the lingering question that remains. And since this is an effort to shape a presidential proclamation, we know the situation. It relates to the single factor that elevates this land and this setting to monument status. What is the one word that we should use that describes the issue of this size? At the White Sands, it's the White Sands. At the Carlsbad Caverns, it's the caverns. At the Gila Cliff Dwellings, it's the dwellings. What is it here? If my life depended on it, I couldn't bring that word up unless it is rewilding.
Thank you.
None of us want that on our mantle.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Hi. Sorry, I'm really nervous. Ms. Secretary, I believe that the areas around here are so beautiful and so wonderful, and as a very strong supporter of the park, I've brought you something from Kilbourne Mar. It's a piece of olivine that I thought you could use as a paperweight.
Folks, hello, my name is Michael Frames, born and raised here in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Love the iconic Oregon Mountains. It's such a beauty that it brings to our community. But I have to say one thing. Growing up, going to high school here, I moved away to go to college because I felt that I didn't have any economic support here. I felt I couldn't make a career here. And I seriously feel that if we restrict the growth of Las Cruces is going to severely impact the growth of this community. We're finally getting to a point where large businesses are wanting to come to help our kids, myself, and future generations to help prosper. I feel that this would severely impact our future. Thank you.
I'm Peter Osorio. My grandfather brought my father from Mexico to Los Angeles before the tract houses marched across the open spaces. From my house, I see the Robledos, the Potrillos, and the great mysterious Mount Cox and Mount Riley. But I think of my cousins in LA. I don't fault your department's stewardship of the public land surrounding this second largest city in Las Cruces, but permanent protection is not found from a patchwork of preliminary designations. Within a generation, they can dissolve into locked gates and gated communities. Protection doesn't always require serving overseas, like my father, my daughter, and me. For a decade, Senators Udall and Heinrich and Bingaman before them have listened, labored, and accommodated. But now we need presidential action. Real and lasting protection requires a national monument.
Hi, I'm Wes Wilson. I really appreciate you all coming. I think the issue here is whether we protect this land or whether we leave it available for the developers to encroach on it piece by piece. East of Las Cruces, there is already almost as much land area designated for construction, not used, as there is in the developed area of Las Cruces. Houses are creeping right to the base of Pococho Peak. The developers win year by year, inch by inch. I want to say a personal note. I've done a lot of hiking in my life. I have Parkinson's. I no longer can hike. I resent people who don't have afflictions using my name as an excuse to build interstates through these areas. I am content to look at them from a distance now. Thank you.
Well,
Welcome, Madam Secretary and Senators. We are very glad that you're here. My name is Joyce Garai, and I am a professor in the English department at NMSU, and I'm teaching my children to stand strong for what they believe in.
I love my mountains. Please protect them. I support the monument. I help make the mule.
Good evening, Madam Secretary. Thank you so much for being here in our state. I want to say that I ranch in the Gila right outside the wilderness, and I want to tell you what wilderness means to me. I also run our local grazing organization. At one time we had over 130 members. We are down to about 80. Wilderness is part of that problem. What national monuments and wilderness mean to ranchers? I know that the language in this bill supports keeping our ranching communities on the ground, but what we have seen where we are at is we have an empty wilderness. There is not one cow on it. And that wasn't always the case. The Wilderness Act clearly states that wilderness will not curtail grazing, but yet that has been exactly what has happened. I want to ask you, please, please focus your efforts on restoring these allotments, getting our people back on the ground with their livestock, enhancing our communities. We are going to meth, and we are going to all kinds of stupid drug dealing in our little area. Please help us.
Hello, my name is William Weddle. I'm self-employed. My wife and I have been self-employed all our lives producing something. We should not fast-track this bill or this issue. It should be allowed to run its course through the legislative process, through our elected representatives in Congress and the Senate. Follow our American system of constitutional checks and balances, allow them to play out. We should not allow this matter to be dictated by an executive order or the Antiquities Act. Monument designation is not needed, creating more bureaucracies, more confusion, more control, and more regulations, and creating more debt. Simple withdrawal should be considered, and it has its merits. Private property rights are paramount to all Americans. BLM and state already protects and manages these lands along with the deeded property in holders. Thank you.
Senators, thank you for coming over to Las Cruces. Well, I was born here. I'm 72 years old. I'm not really much for saying speeches. I was born here in 1941. I'm 72. I'm a veteran. I think this should go through a ballot in the November session and bring it up to all the people, not just here where we're at. Make sure that everybody votes for it. It makes it the way you people want to do it. Thank you.
Madam Secretary, Senators Udall and Heinrich, my name is Bill Connor, and I am born and raised here in Las Cruces. And I obviously am not wearing one of the patches. That's, I guess, how we orchestrated today's event, by not wearing a patch. But really, the reason why I'm standing here is in 2007, I was chair of the Greater Las Cruces Chamber of Commerce when this first question came to light regarding the wilderness. The Chamber of Commerce at that time didn't support it, and that was after a very collaborative effort that resulted in a 300,000-acre, roughly, designation for wilderness. It's amazing that the collaborative effort has continued to happen, and we've now grown to 600,000 acres, or 500,000 acres. Our group will be going to Washington, D.C. in March. We would appreciate an opportunity to sit down and talk to you regarding this particular bill, and we can contact the chamber if you would like to do so. Thanks.
Well, it looks like we've actually gone well beyond our scheduled public comment period since so many folks wanted to speak, but that's okay. Looks like we'll get one more round, so about 5 minutes or so, then we'll have to start wrapping up.
Secretary Jewell, Senators, I thank you for coming here. I am a permanent resident of the state of New Mexico and the county. I believe that there are sites within this that no one can argue that need special protection, the Oregon Mountains themselves being one of those. However, the reach and the scope that this has grown to with the 500,000 acres and the wilderness designations that will eliminate huge populations of taxpayers from visiting these lands, I think is unrealistic. And I would encourage you to continue the debate on this and to see if, as the one woman suggested, we can't come to a compromise that actually meets the needs of more people. Thank you.
Welcome, Madam Secretary. My name is Ed McWilliams. I'm a volunteer firefighter and a farmer in White Oaks, New Mexico. I just wanted to remind you that we're talking about the commons here. Whether we talk about Otero Mesa or the Oregon Mountains, the Wilderness Study Area in Carrizo Lava Flow, or for that matter, Chaco Canyon, your role is to basically protect these vital areas for the people, not for corporations, not nameless, faceless corporations. Corporations are not people, after all, but for all of the people here in New Mexico. So we hope that you will continue to keep this in mind. And as a Vietnam veteran, I'd like to strongly associate myself with the comments of my brother veteran about the spiritual value of these lands. Thank you.
Madam Secretary, Senator Udall, Senator Heinrich, Mr. Sucks, how's it going? I'm a student at New Mexico State University. My name is Zachary Canthetto, and I want to express my strong support for this monument and explain that from the economic perspective, this can be a jobs creator here for our county. This can be something productive where we can grow and it won't limit us. We can also negotiate in the future. This is a strong position to take for us, and it's a conservation that goes in lines with our culture, with the identity of who we are as New Mexicans. So I strongly support this, and thank you for your time, and thank you for making this such an inclusive environment today. Thank you.
Hi, y'all. Ma'am, this is our week for you and I, because I happen to have another situation whereby we were involved in an opportunity where the first settlers ever came to America is down at the Ahwatnati Crossing. And unfortunately, the federal government just came along and just said, eminent domain, boom, you lose. And I lost all that land. And they took every inch of that property of mine, and now they're building that damn border fence. That's the problem I've got with this bill, in that there's nothing in here that doesn't say that you can't come right back along and take land from me, more land from me. And I happen to own the bottom of Kilburn Hole, which is a natural, anyhow, y'all, most of y'all have been out there. You all know it's wonderful. It's absolutely gorgeous. And it should belong to the federal government.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Crystal Silva. I am a college student majoring in hospitality and tourism. I'm 20 years old. I lived here my whole life, and I'm a very strong supporter of the monument. I've also been involved in getting local business and individual support the whole time for the letters that we are sending to you. I've hiked these lands since I could start walking. The lands are so beautiful. The mountains, every single day, change. It's the most beautiful scene. They're never the same. You will never get that same view ever, anywhere else. We need to preserve these as much as we can. The wildlife is so beautiful. You're not gonna find it anywhere else. People come here. I worked in the hotel industry. People come here wanting to see that. People come here because you will not find anything like that ever. So we need to preserve this. So I'm a very strong supporter of this. Thank you.
Madam Secretary, my name is Robert E. DeKinder, Jr. I'm a Navy veteran. I wrote the syllabus and trained the DOD's first nuclear emergency teams at Sandia Base back in 1958. So I was stationed in Albuquerque in 1957. Basically, I'm on the local Tea Party. I'm also a member of our local high-tech consortium group. We, or at least I, believe in Mr. Pierce's bill, as opposed to the other two senators' large land outlay, and I hope that you will consider this, letting the Congress take its time and get Mr. Pierce's bill introduced. Thank you very much.
Senator Heinrich, Senator Udall, Madam Jewell, thank you for this opportunity. I guess I'm it. This is the last comment. I belong to the local tribe that was here. Their tribal grounds are on Amador and Campo. We were here before they laid the ropes out. These are sacred lands. They always have been. The monument status in its full effect is the least we can do. I do believe the president will do the right thing. I also was involved in the upstart of the Green Chamber. The members there overwhelmingly support it. I have three younger children, one older. I'm looking out for their generation. They are going to need a place of respite for the mess that we are leaving them. And this will be it. Thank you very much.
My name is Richard Alanese. I'm from the Pecos River people. This is our land, historically. We're a mixture of Quahari Comanche, Mexicans, and then later the Spaniards. We're mixed blood. This is our natural hunting grounds. This is a spiritual place. However, we need to understand that ranching is not a business, it's a culture, it's a way of life. They need to have respect also. I am for making this a monument, but most of all, I'm for it being rewritten where it concerns the ideas of the rancher, because we need the rancher. Not only for for producing beef, but for Americana. And in our Pledge of Allegiance, we applauded part of the verbiage, or part of the wording in there was justice for all. Thank you.
And with that, we're gonna have to close off the public comment period, and I'll pass the microphone over to Senator Heinrich.
Don't take off just yet, because I know Secretary Jewell wants a chance to say one or two more things, maybe even ask an open-ended question, I don't know. But I want to just close by saying we heard a lot from a lot of different people, but we heard some common threads tonight. We heard protect these lands, we heard preserve our culture, preserve our history, preserve our wildlife, but we also heard keep our ranching allotments intact, and protect our border, and protect us from floods, and grow our economy. And I can just tell you that Senator Udall and I will continue to work to make sure that we can do all of these things as we work on this national monument. And with that, I would give you Secretary Jewell.
Thank you. Thanks, Senator Heinrich. And thank all of you for your 3-minute comments, and those of you that drew the lucky number for the 1-minute comments, or the 1.5-minute comments anyway. This has been very enlightening for me, very helpful to hear your perspectives. I do listen, I really do, and I do understand that there are different points of view and where you're never going to get 100% on anything. This has been very instructive for me on the different issues that we need to be paying attention to, whether it's flood control and stream gauges, ranching, private property rights, also recreation, history, culture, depth of roots to these lands. So I've heard all of your comments, and they've been enormously helpful. I also want to give a shout-out to my colleagues at the Bureau of Land Management that do take very seriously their role in managing these lands. Let's give them a hand. Thank you. So in particular, Bill Childress is a district manager in this region. He was our hiking guide, our 4x4 almost trash the rental car lead, and Jesse Jewin, New Mexico State Director, along with Neil Cornsey. So these are my colleagues. They are very dedicated to their work. They operate on a very, very thin budget, and I appreciate the relationship they've built with so many of you. I would like to do something that I do occasionally. It looks like we've lost maybe a quarter of the audience here, but I would like to do just a quick straw poll. So I've got three questions I'd like to ask. I'd ask you not to sort of hoot and holler and try and make yourself loud, just a quiet, respectful raising of hands, okay? Just so I can get a sense of where you stand. So first question is, who of you would like to see no monument designation at all here? No Oregon Mountains, no Oregon Mountains Desert Peaks. Okay. Thank you. Okay, thank you. That's great. That's quiet and respectful, and I could see your hands. I appreciate that. And only one hand apiece. second, who of you, just from a show of hands, want only the Oregon Mountains set aside as a monument? Great, thank you very much. Okay, and how many of you would like the full Oregon Mountains Desert Peaks proposal? Okay. Very, very helpful. Thank you very much. I'm new to public service, 35 years in the private sector, and I understand how to run businesses, I understand how to grow businesses, and I understand how important it is to maintain the character of the communities that all of us live in. And if there's one thing I learned as a banker traveling all across the country is everybody loves home, and everybody loves what's special about home. So you have expressed to me what the land of enchantment really means to you, and I can see why, having got a little bit of enchantment myself over the last couple of days. So thank you so much for your respectful, thoughtful, different comments, for coming out in such numbers here for this, and to our two senators, Heinrich and Udall, and to Representative Pierce for bringing his opinion to the table, and their good work on behalf of the New Mexican people. And I'll turn it over to Senator Udall to close. Thank you.
It's a very special thing to have a Secretary of Interior spend so long with us and to really take the time to listen. So will you give her another round of applause just in thanks for being here. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Now, we really mean that we want to hear from you. We've been here 2 hours, but those cards that you have out there, please, if you feel unfulfilled at this point and you didn't get to express yourself, seriously, turn those cards in, because we're going to take them seriously and we're going to look at them. So we would just urge you to do that. And I want to just thank so many of you. I mean, I get so encouraged when I see people exercising their rights like you have, respectfully, in a dignified way, sticking to the rules, being polite. It's something that's in our Constitution about petitioning the government. And I think we did it very, very well here today. And believe me, we've been listening. I've been sitting there in the middle of these two, and we've been taking notes. We've been hearing about border security, and we've tried to listen there, and we've modified this over time. Access to public safety, grazing rights, adequate resources to manage the monument, You've raised very, very good issues. And what we're here to do when we say listen, we're also here to try to make sure we make constructive changes as we move along. And so we hope, if you, whether it was orally or you write something down, we are going to be listening. And on the issue of grazing, and I know that there have been comments here. Many of you know I come from a family who ranched and farmed from the Southwest, and that's why Senator Heinrich and I both put very, very strong language in there in terms of grazing. And so we will try to be working with you to share that language and make sure that you understand it, because I believe it's some of the strongest language that has ever been seen in this kind of legislation. So with that, thank you again. It's been an honor to be here with you, and we look forward to continue the discussion. Thank you.
That concludes the program for this week, and thanks for joining us for Earth Matters on Gila Members Community Radio, KURU 89.1 FM in Silver City, New Mexico, and on the web at gmcr.org.